You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
An organization known for its work with veterans blinded while on duty is helping veterans deal with many other causes of blindness. For example, experts estimate that more than 10 million Americans are affected by macular degeneration. That figure is likely to grow as baby boomers age. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the part of the retina that records the images we see. While it cannot be cured, progress is being made toward effective treatment. Veterans who find they have the condition have resources available through the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. The organization has been helping blinded veterans since 1945. It has a full-time field service program that provides advice to veterans and links them with VA benefits to which they are entitled. Field representatives often assist veterans with their medical claims. The association services are free and available to any blinded veteran. To learn more, visit www.bva.org or call 1-800-669-7079 toll-free.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paul Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal or spiral cut honey glazed ham meal or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of three delicious sides, or you can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website, catering@infiregroup.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay, we're back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. If you like to call in, which I hope you do, it's Christmas Eve. We'll be here. And by the way, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. And for those people who are Jewish, Happy Hanukkah, even though it's over. And Lynn, I want to say happy birthday again, even though your birthday was December 9th.
Thank you.
And anybody else we forget?
Actually, we gave shout-outs last week to a few people. Kelly, James had a birthday this month, and because of the power, we had a problem. But anyway, we have a caller that would like to say hello from Clearwater, Florida. Hi, Tony.
Is that you, Tony?
Oh, hello.
What's that noise?
That's his guitar.
Is that guitar coming through?
Oh, no.
Yes.
I can't hear.
Oh, okay. That's what I wish you. Well, I hope you had a nice Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Merry Christmas,
Christmas to everybody.
Yep. Happy New Year. Yep.
And how's it? Well, let's see. Well, what was we talking about last time? About the cane. Remember the cane topic?
Yes, we do.
Did you get one finally?
Well, I do have a brown cane here.
A brown cane?
Right.
Cane? That's not a blind cane.
Can I wrap white medical tape around it? At least there's got to be something.
I don't understand. You can get it for free. They don't even charge you.
NFB will give you one for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Just go to their website, and it tells you how to get it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Let me say this. I mean, is there a technique to using the cane?
Yeah, absolutely.
I suggest you go to Lighthouse in your area, Tony. Make an appointment. And, does he have to go through the Division of Blind Services?
Yeah, but
I understand, but the embarrassment part, Michael, I mean, it's still there.
What do you mean the embarrassment part?
I don't see anybody. I haven't seen anybody walking around with a cane lately. And I don't know. Am I the only one around here with a cane? I don't know. It's just to feel out of place.
Look, let me just
say
this
to you. There's so many people near
you. Let me just say this to you. Before I was blind, I could say to you, I didn't know a blind person. But let me just tell you this way. In Florida alone, there's more than 1.5 million of us in this state of Florida.
In Pinellas County, there's so many.
You have, I think, 100,000 people where you live. So you may not be seeing them, but they're out there.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
To say you're embarrassed, that's the most ridiculous thing as far as I'm concerned, because for a person who cares what other people think, which I always have, Lynn can tell you.
Maybe I could just hold it, maybe. I still have some vision. I mean, I could walk around Publix. Maybe if I could start by just holding the cane without having to go having the cane in front of me. Would that be a start?
No. The start is to stop thinking about the embarrassment. That's the start.
How about at least trying just to walk in the store with a white cane in my hand?
And what's that going to do?
That'd be like, a baby step.
A baby step.
Something.
Okay.
Well, it's something.
Well, not with a brown cane, because people don't know a brown cane.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. If I didn't have to,
Tony, if you write to Michael at blindedbeyondradioshow.org, I will hook you up with some people that live near you that are blind, and they will tell you how to proceed, okay?
Okay.
So you write to Michael at blindedbeyondradioshow.org, and I will give you some names.
And I'll get back to you, and you'll get people around you that you didn't know.
We know plenty of people that can support you.
What area do you live in? You live
Clearwater.
In Clearwater?
We're
kind of in Tarpon now. And Holiday.
Oh, okay.
But it's the same area. We're not too far from Clearwater.
Well, we know people there that are very active in the community.
Yeah, you should join their organization. Right. It's great over there.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Tony.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Tony.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from you. All right. Well, I have something to read, Michael.
Yeah, read it.
Michael's
upset. Yeah, he upsets me. You know that?
Yeah.
You know why he upsets me?
He's been calling us for years.
He's been calling me how long? At least 2 years.
More than that.
At least, right?
Yeah,
and the point is, he's going blind,
uh-huh.
And he's embarrassed. You heard him.
Yeah.
Now, we've
told him many times what to
do. Stop being embarrassed, because there's nothing worse than walking to people, and they think you're drunk
or something.
Or you, in today's world,
or drugs.
You're harassing them, or you're doing things like if you didn't know I was blind, and I go over and touch you, mm-hmm. right? You could have me arrested because you think I'm. What do you call that?
Assaulting?
Huh?
Assaulting someone?
No, what's the word?
They're
arresting everybody today.
Harassment.
Assault. Not harassment. What's the word?
I don't know.
No, there's a word. Hey, folks out there, if you listen to this show.
Sexual harassment?
What?
You said sexual harassment?
Sexual harassment. Okay. Yeah, sexual. There's other things, too, they can say. But if they see your cane, then they know you're blind.
Right.
So they'll leave you alone. And that's one of the reasons I got the cane, because I didn't even know from a cane. When I went blind, nobody told me to see a doctor. Nobody saw nothing. We saw the doctor, the hospital. The hospital says, due to stress, you're blind. Mm-hmm. But nobody ever said to go to Lighthouse or anything else. They just, that was it, you're dismissed.
Yeah, I used to work at a place in Daytona Beach called the Coughlin Center.
Uh-huh.
For the blind and special and disabled. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, it was young people as well as older people came there to really start to live their life more independently. I taught assisted daily living skills, you know, how to cook, how
right.
to shop, how to balance a checkbook. And it taught me something, you know, how we take things for granted. But once they got a chance to see that I can do this, it made a world of a
That's
difference.
Right.
Well, so he has to come out, I guess, of his comfort
my
zone.
My cane is my navigator, but it's also peace of mind, because if I bump into you, mm-hmm. and you know the cane, what it stands for, then you know I'm blind.
Right. He has to get there, though. He's not there yet.
Dr. O'Neill, Lucille O'Neill, was our guest host last week, and she had she interviewed a young woman, Sophia, that was a client at Lighthouse, and Sophia just lost her eyesight a couple years ago from from diabetes.
Okay.
And she refused to, you know, she thought it couldn't happen to her. Well, anyway, one thing led to another, and she found out about going to Lighthouse, Central Florida, and just like you just mentioned, once she learned that she could do all those things, her whole life changed. Mm-hmm. So Tony needs to change his attitude.
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
But it starts there, like you said, your attitude and accepting it. Once you
mindset.
Get to
once you
point,
accept, she said she was really angry at first at her everything, and but then she made up her mind to accept it, and then after that, everything fell into place.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So nobody got. Okay. So I'm gonna give the answer to that one. That was Yakety Yak by the Coasters. By the Coasters. I can't believe nobody knew that. Yakety Yak by the Coasters.
I didn't know that.
All right. I'm gonna. Would you look find a song? I want to play a song to this Christmas Eve. Yes, after that, I want
him
to look up. Chris,
he's eating.
Could you find? I would like you to look up. I want a song by Nat King Cole, "White Christmas." I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I want to hear Nat King Cole singing that song.
Get it during the break.
Then you do. You go read.
Mine is going to take a long time, Michael.
Oh, but then you can look for that song by Nat King Cole.
All right. Well, you all know about Helen Keller, and I didn't know this story, and I found this story, and it's called Helen Keller's First True Christmas, and I thought I would share this with you, and I'll just read it verbatim. The first Christmas the little girl could remember was the one in 1887. It would shine in her memory until adulthood. She was awestruck the first time she realized that trees grew in parlors each December, their limbs laden with fruits and treats, waiting for children to pick them. On Christmas Eve, the girl went to a party with other children in town and was overjoyed by the feeling of excitement brought on by chaos and lights. The children made a game of forming symbols in the girl's hand, and she was happy that they wanted to play with her. She had recently learned that Christmas was about giving, a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. The understanding that shone in her eyes evoked the emotion of her parents. Her mother wept and gave thanks. Her father, a stoic man, was left speechless, the emotion obvious on his face. For six previous Christmases, the girl had been unaware that there was a special day set aside to enjoy giving to others. December 25th had been like every other day in her life, dark, silent days in which the only goal was to fulfill her wants and needs for food, shelter, comfort, and sleep. And she knew nothing else. But the summer of her seventh year, a door suddenly opened and let light into the lonely world of little Helen Keller. The light came in the form of Anne Sullivan, a woman who taught Helen words and showed her that people can communicate, even those who are deaf and blind. Until Anne came to their home in Tuscumbia, Alabama, Helen had been like a wild animal. Unable to communicate, she roamed from room to room, grunting and pointing and taking what she wanted. Helen's world did not exist out of Helen's desires. She was born June 27, 1880, at the simple, picturesque home called Ivy Green, which had been built in 1820 by Helen's grandfather and which is open as a museum today. When she was 19 months old, Helen contracted a high fever that left her deaf and blind. Because she couldn't hear, she was also unable to learn to speak. And Anne came to the Keller home and, after a little tough love, finally got through to the little girl. In a moment, now famous in American history, Helen learned the word water, as Anne spelled it into one hand while pumping water over the other. Tourists can visit that famous water pump at Ivy Green. Helen's world became alight with possibilities. By December, Helen had a broader vocabulary and an understanding of her place in the greater world around her. She was ready to celebrate her first Christmas. Anne would later write, quote, "For weeks we did nothing but talk and read and tell each other stories about Christmas," end of quote. Helen and the woman she knew as teacher devised surprises for Helen's parents and others in the household, which gave the little girl great joy. In her memoir, The Story of My Life, Helen wrote, "The mystery that surrounded the gifts was my greatest delight and amusement. My friends did all they could to excite my curiosity by hints and half-spelled sentences which they pretended to break off in the nick of time." And soon Helen could comprehend the concept of gifts and decorated trees. For the first time, she understood that she was invited to parties to share in games with other children. At a party at the local school, Helen was given the honor of distributing gifts, a job she took very seriously. After handing out treats to each child, Helen noticed that one little girl, Nellie, did not receive as many gifts as the other children. So she signed to the teacher, she signed language to the teacher, "I will give Nellie mug." Anne later wrote, quote, "She had chosen the prettiest gift and the one which had pleased her most to give to a little stranger," end of quote. That night, the excited Helen hung two stockings just in case Santa Claus could not find the first. She woke her family early the next morning, frantically spelling, "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas." She found surprises on the table, chairs at the door, and on windowsills. "I could hardly walk without stumbling on a bit of Christmas wrapped up in tissue paper," Helen later wrote. It was one of the happiest times in the young girl's life. She couldn't know then that she would learn to speak, graduate from college, and become a world-renowned author, lecturer, and celebrity. This first Christmas instilled in Helen a love for the wondrous holiday and formed the basis of her belief that blind people could, if they chose, truly, quote, see the world. In a 1906 essay in Ladies' Home Journal, Helen wrote of a party she once attended for students at the Perkins Institute for the Blind, quote, "I hear someone ask, what pleasure can Christmas hold for children who cannot see their gifts, or the sparkling tree, or the ruddy smile of Santa Claus? The question would be answered if you had seen that Christmas of the blind children. The only real blind person at Christmas time is he who has not Christmas in his heart. We sightless children have the best of eyes that day in our hearts and in our fingertips. We were glad from the child's necessity of being happy. The blind, who have outgrown the child's perpetual joy, can be children again on Christmas Day and celebrate in the midst of them who pipe and dance and sing a new song." I had never read that.
That was very good.
I've never read that before.
Very nice.
Yes, very good, Lynn. Very nice.
Very okay, so we have time now to play Nat?
I guess we do.
Oh, no, we don't. We're going to break. We'll do Nat when we come back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Be right back. This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, "I can't wait to go back." Don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you, or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's life skills training program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at WSBlind.org.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Right now, as I ask Chris to play, this, my father, may rest in peace, his favorite artist. And when I think of Christmas, I always think of this man. They called him the King back in the 50s. His name is Nat King Cole. You might know his daughter, Natalie Cole, but her father was really famous. Nat King Cole doing White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas car I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Bye.
listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Okay. Did you like Nat King Cole? Which I hope you did, White Christmas. That was my father's and mother, may they rest in peace. Their favorite song, White Christmas, by Nat King Cole. Hey, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me something. What do you have to say for yourself? It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's for sure. We had a nice time tonight, didn't we, with everybody?
But you didn't eat anything.
No, it's sitting right here. I'll eat it when I get home. It's still hot.
So now, let me ask you a question.
We got to spend time with Nakia.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Me something. What's it like being married to a superstar, Chris Shaw?
I don't know. I guess instead of the paparazzi, Chris has his own fan club, I guess to say, to some extent. Everybody knows him, so it's like nonstop.
Wherever you know, you go, right?
Yeah, it's like he has either talked to somebody in person or on the phone, or he has to help someone. Not a stranger is not a stranger to Chris. I don't care where we are, what's going on. He'll say, "Hold on, baby, I'll be right back," and I'll be like, "What you doing?" And he'll see someone, and he's going to help somebody, assist someone. That's just Chris. So I have to learn to go with the flow, and be open, you know, and very just about compassionate as he is, having compassion.
That's very nice. Very sweet.
Yep. You have to learn how to go with the flow.
Work in progress.
Sure. Yeah. Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir.
So are you going to sing for us?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. We're waiting on you.
Yeah, we're waiting for you. Before we go off the air, we want to hear you sing.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Excuse me.
I'm giving our best friend over here, Big Brother Marcus, a cart number. Big Brother Marcus, we're gonna come out at cart number 9055J6.
Well, that sounds official.
Yes, J6.
All right.
All right.
All right. Here's a little something that I worked on over the years, or something that I've always wanted to do. And of course, everybody knows Silent Night.
Oh, good.
Silent Night is one of those beautiful songs. And it goes like this. Silent night, yeah. Holy night, all is calm and all is bright round yon virgin mother and child, yeah. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. That's a time.
Wow. Woo!
That was something. I gave you a top five.
Wow.
I made
Mike's top five.
I knew it was there all these months. He just never heard it.
5 out of 5. Very good.
Wow.
That was Chris Shaw behind the scenes.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah.
The baby was trying to sing at the same time.
Her name means music.
Does it?
What?
Song of praise.
Song of praise.
Yeah. Song of praise.
So yeah. What do you guys have planned for the rest of the holiday weekend?
We're going to go over to Leesburg with my father and my stepmom and the other family and visit some family and friends and then just go back home and try to relax.
Yep, that's it.
Chris doesn't have a day relax. Off from both jobs too that's often. Right. So we got to take it, grab it, a hold on to it and make the best of it.
All right. So we're going to say goodnight, Michael, a little bit early tonight. Is that what we're doing? And Chris will play some songs.
Yeah, I want to play some Christmas songs.
Okay. Well, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a healthy and happy New Year. We'll talk to you next year. Correct?
Yep. I'm going to be playing Christmas songs.
And thank you, Chris and Nakia, for joining us tonight.
Thank you,
and Marcus,
for
wherever
us.
You are, thank you.
God bless.
God bless you as well and your children.
Thank you.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to everyone.
We'll talk to you in 2018.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
To say